क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
While raising kids, we pay attention to their all-over development, the morals and values that we can inculcate in them as parents. And another very important aspect of bringing kids up is giving them healthy food to eat, which gives them good nourishment, good nutrition, hence keep them healthy. This is Manika and welcome to our podcast series, Chiming with Supermom Bloggers. Today, we have a mom blogger with a twist in her style of blogging who has dedicated herself to cooking healthy for little children. We have with us Simran Oberoi Multani of famous blog Oh Wonderful. Welcome Simran, welcome to Chimes Radio.
Thank you Chimes Radio for having me over and for giving me an opportunity to share more information about healthy baking and healthy cooking with more and more parents who are in the same situation as me.
Yes, and I'm sure a lot of parents, and especially me as a parent, also want to know more about healthy cooking for children, and I'm sure we are going to have an amazing discussion. First and the foremost, tell us what inspired you to create Oh Wonderful.
Oh Wonderful was actually created due to three reasons. One, from my own need as a mother to give my child something that combines the goodness of, you know, locally available indigenous flours, sweeteners, spices, ingredients, whatever we use in India in general, with a different technique that allows, you know, the item or the good to actually remain fresh for longer. Because that worked well for, you know, parents who were working and managing jobs and they couldn't really spend large amounts of time in the kitchen preparing healthy snacks. So that was one need. The second was the reason why I started Oh Wonderful was because there was a lot of you know, lack of information, especially credible information on healthy baking. So I wanted to create a repository of that. And thirdly, essentially most of the recipes that I did find were lacking in their context of India. While there were some recipes that were healthy, but you know, they didn't apply in terms of the ingredients we get readily available in India. And so Oh Wonderful was my way of trying to meet that need.
Yes, that's true. And whenever we go to bake or make something, the ingredients that we get from international websites are actually not available in the country. And really great to know that you have worked on a repository that gives us options and supplements to those materials. And honestly, looking at your website, my colleague and I, we were discussing the other day, we actually felt like just running, grabbing something out of it and start eating. It is such an amazing website to look at. Now, talking about the little ones in our lives, we often term our little children as picky eaters. But are they actually picky or haven't they explored more yet? Simran, you have been cooking for so long. What is the basic difference between cooking for children and cooking for adults?
So one of the biggest differences that I have seen when it comes to cooking for kids or cooking for adults is the openness of the palate. Kids, I believe, are more experimental. They are more open to tasting new flavors and textures. But many adults are not, since they have already developed a sort of pattern and mindset about what they like and what they don't like. So cooking for kids, you know, essentially allows one to become more creative. It allows you to become more diverse with the ingredients and also with the final dishes. With many adults, however, you know, you're restricted. So you have to bake or cook with something that they enjoy or they have already developed a taste for in the past. That is one basic difference between, you know, cooking for adults and for children.
Yes, and that gives us options to be more creative for children, as Simran rightly said. This was all about cooking. Now, if we move towards the nutritional aspect of food, and we see that children love more and more junk food these days because it definitely is tasty. But the nutritious food, how important it is right from the very beginning.
So I can't state this or reiterate this enough. You know, the sooner we start children onto this journey of healthy eating, the better it is. Food and nutrition for children is crucial for their wellness, and we all know that as parents. But the challenges we face are also immense. There is lack of time and awareness, which are the biggest ones, and then that's followed by the pressure that children themselves face from their peers about junk food. Because if you see somebody else of the same age group eating junk food, you also have a tendency to want that or request for that. So for parents to keep their children away from junk food, I think there are three things they need to follow. So it's, I would like to call that as three C's. The first is creation, the second is cultivation, and the third is consistency. The first part is to find resources that give you simple and nutritious recipes, something that you can easily and quickly create. The second is, that we need to ensure that the child gets ample opportunity to cultivate this habit of eating healthy food. So you need to, as a parent, provide enough opportunities for that child to be able to experience that kind of food, which is healthy. And the third is about remaining consistent. So consistency in your approach to all kinds of food, all types of food, whether it's cooked or baked, whether it is sweet or salty or savory, and so on. This is the best way to actually keep them away from junk food without putting pressure on them about why they shouldn't consume it.
That's absolutely right. Providing children with healthier alternatives definitely keep them away from junk food. So this was about cooking in general. And now talking about the current crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent lockdown. We see that many people are actually stuck because of it, especially men living alone. They don't know how to cook and can't survive without cooks and home delivery food. So they've actually had a hard time during this lockdown. Learning from this, how important do you think is teaching life skills like cooking to children?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, our society is patriarchal in nature. So because of this patriarchal nature, we've created a situation which is the one that we're seeing now, that men and boys don't even know how to cook. And the pandemic has amplified that situation. So there are so many men and boys who don't even know the basic kitchen utensils or tools and what they're used for or even their names. So for them, cooking is really just a distant dream. So it's important to understand that this crisis has brought out a very important question about what are the true life skills and how we as parents need to focus on inculcating it at a very young age.
And isn't this the time to leave gender bias in assigning roles to children in the house?
As for me, cooking is a very important life skill, and it should be taught irrespective of gender or even age, for that matter. Chores and skills are basically gender neutral, and the onus is on us as parents to show that through our own actions. So for example, my son is 7.5 years old, and he loves to cook and bake. And so as his mother, my role is to make sure that he learns it well and also becomes independent later on in his life. To be very honest, when we don't teach our boys how to cook or make food themselves, then we're doing them a very big disservice. Because what we're doing in essence is that we're making them dependent on food from outside, which is not always necessarily healthy or even hygienic.
That's right. And after this pandemic, after COVID-19, we actually have to be extra cautious about hygiene of the food. So teaching our children to make their own food is the best resort. And don't we know heroes start early? How about our kids starting to cook early? Simran, we just discussed that it is really important to teach life skills like cooking to children. So what exactly is the way with which we can start? Because for children, it is really something new. So how can we start to teach them cooking?
So we can teach children, as soon as we decide to do that. We can teach them age-appropriate skills as soon as possible. It's also important to understand as parents the impact of cooking or baking on their learning process in general. So for example, children who are between the age of, say, 2 to 4 years old, usually, enjoy working with their hands, making something. So for them, things in baking such as mixing, rolling the dough, cutting cookies, these things help them to improve their motor skills. It also makes their fingers stronger. And for children who are a little older, say for example 4 to 6 years old, they actually learn more about measurements, proportions, putting together the ingredients, what is it, how we can use their creativity, and what is the end result going to look like. So all of those things play a big part in knowledge development for children of various age groups. So the sooner we start is better. What do you want to begin with first? My request, or rather my suggestion, would be to start with baking, because again, it's more fun oriented. It's more, of a bonding exercise when the parent and the child does it together. So that would be a good place to start with.
This certainly is an amazing idea. Age appropriate tasks, thus leading to a family time of cooking and baking together. This was all about cooking for children. Now let us know something more about your blogging. Simran, tell us about one of the most memorable experiences that you've had while blogging.
So I've had the good fortune of having at least a couple of memorable experiences while blogging. One is that, I had just started blogging and I was just in the initial stages of blogging when, Women's Web actually had a contest or, an award ceremony for bloggers. And I just moved on from blogging for general reasons or general experiences to blogging for food and healthy baking. And one of my blogs, which I had submitted, won the second prize. And I was so amazed, because I think before that, I was always worried about the fact that, only experienced bloggers or bloggers who've been there for years are the ones who win awards or win visibility. But that kind of helped me understand that, it's not just about blogging for many years. It's also about what you're blogging about. What is your content saying to people? Are people actually reading it? So you could have been somebody who's new to, say, blogging about baking or healthy baking. But if you're able to share content, share recipes which are relevant for your audience, then you will always be appreciated. So that was a big, high for me itself.
Awesome. And as they say, talent hits a target no one else can hit. And rightly so. Your food blog is so wonderful. That's why, oh wonderful. It was great talking to you, Simran, and wonderful insights by you, which are really going to be beneficial for our listeners. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Most welcome, most welcome. And I'm so happy that I could share this. It was a pleasure talking to you and sharing these insights. Thank you for having me over.
That is completely our pleasure. So this was Simran Oberoi Multani of the famous food blog. Oh, wonderful who we were chiming with today. Next week, we will have another supermom blogger and lots to talk to her as well. Till then, keep eating, keep making little ones eat healthy food and enjoy our other podcasts that are available on the space. And also tune in to our 24/7 radio channel, which is Chimes Radio, India's first infotainment platform for kids. Chimes Radio.